The three parties, Park City, Sundance Institute, and the Kimball Arts Center, are beginning visioning exercises that should be finished by the end of October. They hope to break ground in the spring of 2019. City Manager Diane Foster says they're bringing in an expert to help with the project.
And I will say we've issued an RFP for a arts and culture consultant who will help us through the entire process define how can the city help create vibrancy with these two amazing anchors.
Foster says some of the hotel owners have to retroactively adjust their accounting, but overall are very supportive of the tax.
For the lodging community, this is a challenge. This is a logistical challenge just because they've had, we have one property who let us know they had over $1 million on the books for after January. So they have to go back and retroactively do that. Most of them have had the experience of doing that in the past, and I will say it's not easy. And at the same time, the lodging community has maintained huge support for this.
It's not yet known how the building timelines will work. Sundance and the Kimball Arts Center will anchor the projects with the city building housing, retail space, and a transit hub.
What will start before, though, is in October we will issue an RFP for a request for a proposal for a company, likely an architecture company, to come in and do site design. So some of the infrastructure construction will start before then, and also the city and city staff, city attorney's office, as well as Nate Rockwood, the project manager, have been working with the tenants and making sure they know exactly what their timeline is and that they have a clear path.
Mayor Jack Thomas and Foster plan to participate in the visioning. The city council will receive an update today at their study session. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.